Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Today is September 20th. Welcome to The Source. Today's show is called The Source Goes Live on Blog Talk Radio. Join us. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is a beautiful technology, Blog Talk Radio, and we are playing around with the settings and whatnot and just getting a chance to speak to you all and by going live on air more frequently and open up the caller lines for you guys all to be a part of it. We are on air from Monday through Saturday at 10 a.m., or from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We've been airing our shows, but it will lock into a more regular schedule now that we will have actual live air for you guys to all join in. And then we will also be adding other shows as we are networking with all the other networks that are bringing the most conscious information through as well to build Source Network into being the new media for planet Earth, for the shift into paradise on Earth now. So this show here, we are just going to go ahead and do a little talk about upgrading our technology. It is time that we all upgrade. It is time. If you are to see the world around you shift to the world that you've wished to live in, the world that you've been dreaming of since your birth, the world that you remember from past lives to future lives to whatever you want to call it, you can align with any reality that you wish to align with. And it's important that we upgrade our technologies, both spiritual technologies, doing your inner work first and foremost, going through your transformation, your ascension, activating your divine self, connecting to your higher self and your guides, connecting to the universe, opening, expanding your heart to love and only love. Expanding yourself and your auric field outwardly to include all that is, and being responsible for anything that comes up, just simply putting in your vote on whether you like it or you don't like it, and what you do want to create for the world around you, for your universe, through your thoughts and through your words and through the vibration that you're emitting out. You're aligning with the higher realities, higher dimensions, higher realities, through the intentions that you set, through your visualization of the future that you wish to align with, and through the action steps that you take in your life. Being focused on your ascension, your activation of your chakras, your activation of your dormant DNA, your expansion of your consciousness, your body, healing through health, through eating a good balanced diet, natural, raw, organic, healthy choices, through exercise, through being in nature more, through being in joy more, through singing and dancing and playing and laughing and crying tears of joy, being that child, that inner child that's within you that's been there all along, just being that. And your world will manifest around you to mirror back the new you, the ascended you, the inner transformed you, through your inner work, through your letting go of the past and anything that you hold on to. The energy that you're carrying around, that baggage, it does not serve you in this now. Why are we carrying the past with us when all there is the now moment? Nothing else is real except being here now. So as we let go of the past and the hurts and the pains and we let go of fears and allow that energy to flow through us when it comes up to the surface to be cleared by letting go of limiting beliefs and knowing that you are unlimited, you are infinite energy, you are infinite consciousness, you are unconditional love, you are non-judgment, you do not judge yourself or others or anything that is, you do not hold on to any future timeline as it must be met. You do not hold yourself to any judgments, any metrics that say that if you don't meet a certain goal in the future, then you will, then you're lesser of a being than if you had reached the goal. So we are in a state of trust and allowance. We are in a state of surrender to the flow that is the river of life. All is miracles and blessings and love and abundance, and all is play and harmony and peace and love and joy and equality and freedom and health and harmony and abundance for all life and all creation. So we are in creation as it was intended to be when we created it in the beginning, and this now moment can instantaneously mirror back to you exactly the highest vision, the highest reality, as soon as we clear out our body, our being, our vehicle of those limited, non-divine energies, those negative thoughts, those negative words, those fears, and those limiting thoughts and judgments. As we clear those out and give those back to Source Creator, it opens up the possibility of the energy coming back into the field as new higher vibrational energy of love and light, which then fills up your auric field, your energy field grows, and you embody more of the energies that are, the energy that is, which with those energies that we're lacking are those angel energies, are those extraterrestrial family energies, are those medicines of the animals and the plants and the minerals and the all the deities and the planets and the stars and the sun and the moon and all that is earth, wind, water, fire, heart, all the energies that are, that exist, are who we are in wholeness when we embody all that is, when we expand and open to our higher self and our guides, that expands our field to a much greater field. Then you're connected to God, to Source, to the infinite energy, and you are in heaven on earth and paradise on earth at that moment when you go through that expansion, when you cross that bridge into heaven. It's an inner state of being, heaven on earth. And then once you're there, you can only be responsible for everything that exists within your field. It's coming to your field to be transmuted into love, into light. So just by opening yourself up and expanding yourself, your field outwards and becoming more love and more light, you become a pillar for the shift. And anything that surfaces is meant for you to simply make a decision on it, whether you want it to exist or not, and then let any energies that are not divine to flow through you and out, because you have a partnership with God, with Source Creator, with your angels, your guides, to continue to pull that out and then hold you in your divine nature, because everything is perfect in perfect divine order. Everything is God, is love, is angels, is miracles, at the highest level, in the highest dimension. And all we're doing is we're just expanding ourselves to that remembrance, that wholeness, that we are all that is. We are the drop of water. We are the ocean. We are not the pebble. We are the mountain. We are not the little bit of oxygen. We're the whole air, the whole wind that exists. And we are not the little flame, but we are the whole inferno, all fire that is, all that exists. So, and when we activate all of those elements to the fullness of who we truly are, we become heart, activated and our field opens and we expand and we include all that is energy, and we now are the creator of our reality 100%. Every thought, every word, our vibration, our intentions, visualization, and the actions that we take are creating our reality, and it speeds up. It starts out a little slower as you're in your transformation process. It may take months to manifest, but as you open, expand, and become more of who you truly are, you embody more energies of creation, you become more creator. So then what happens is that your manifestations become weekly, and then daily, and then instantaneous manifestation. And it's a very powerful state of being. And as you are going through these transformations, everybody else is also going through these transformations. So disciplage. So we are all God. We are all collectively the consciousness of creation. And when we all become who we truly are as a collective, God is fully embodied to mirror God in the heavens, God on the earth. And then the reality that we all collectively choose together instantaneously manifests. And we are all one, and we're just as in sync as the animals and the plants and all of creation. Humans are now risen and back to our divine nature as human, which is colored light beings. We are divine, we are creators, and we have just simply forgotten just to have this experience, just to play, just because why would we just sit up in the heavens or anywhere in creation with just light, no form, when it's much more fun to have form, to have emotion, to have senses, to be able to experience fully this creation as creator. It's just much more joyous and much more harmonious and much more interesting to have the ability to create and be a creator, but also be amongst creators. So we're not alone in this. So we all can have this togetherness of being creators and creating together in collaboration. And the fun and the experiences that unfold from being a part of something bigger than ourselves, that we are the biggest, but we also are a part of the big, so that we can all do something fun, like be in a sandbox and play with each other, all creators, to create a sand castle or a sand city or a sand world or a sand universe or a sand omniverse. We are all that. We are all that and that. So this is just fun. It's just such a joy, such a blessing to be here now with you all and be empowered to do and fulfill our greatest potential for all our incarnations. We've been moving towards this moment, and this moment is the one where we get it right and we choose the highest reality that serves all life and all creation. Such a joy to be able to do this with you all, and to be here and to watch, to be not only the creator, but also the director and the producer and the cast and characters and the audience, because it's a joy to be able to sit back and watch you all in your highest excitement, just as you watch me, and for us all to live out our dreams, to fulfill our purpose here, to be in our passions always, to be joyous, to play, to laugh, to sing, to dance, to create, to follow our highest excitement in each and every moment, to have shared experiences of meals in every village, and sharing our wisdoms and sharing our entertaining each other and educating each other, and operating the village together in harmony, and bringing it through the highest technology in every field, and being so amazing at organizing that the whole world, the whole cosmos is self-organized by the people for the people. So thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a blessing to share this with you. I love you. Thanks. Bye.